setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to the show where we talk about you, specifically what you were born to do. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means, one, you are needed. You're tremendously valuable. I don't care what anybody has said about you or done to you. I'm telling you, you are tremendously valuable. Number two, it means you have to do it. So if you're needed, that means you got to do it because somebody out there needs you to show up and be you. This is the whole premise of the show, is that work is not a thing that we just do to live, to get a paycheck. Paychecks are great. In fact, if you listen to what I teach, I'm going to get you to a place where you make a bigger paycheck than you've ever made in your life. But it's more than paycheck, it's purpose. That's the title of the new book, From Paycheck to Purpose. This is the whole reason we do the show. I want you to experience meaning at levels you've never experienced before in your work. You actually look forward to a week of work. And oh, by the way, the money's really nice as well. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. But new data from Gallup I want to jump into and then reveal some very helpful information, because I am a man of the people. Do not forget this. I'm here for you. Okay, Gallup, new data. 39% of people say they are just as productive working from home as they are in the office. I find that interesting. I don't know what you folks think. I think it's kind of low. I would have expected to see a higher number there, more people thinking that they're just as productive. Because 60% of those people who have worked from home throughout the pandemic, they want to stay working from home. So that means that, you know, a good chunk of people still want to stay at home, but they don't feel like they're as productive. Oh, interesting. A little tension potentially there. Now, 29% did say that they are actually more productive while working from home. So interesting stuff there. So that's a bit of context. So what are the top five work from home businesses? So here's the data. Okay. These are the top five. So these are, you can make the most money in these areas, and they are readily available, growing opportunities. No particular order, but the first one is transcriptionist. Job description, a transcriptionist, simple. They listen and watch, and they transcribe. They listen to audio, they watch video, and they transcribe. So they're fast at typing, very good linguist, you know, in the sense of they're very good verbally. They can type and spell, and that's all very easy for them. So you're going to have the high areas of talent in the area of verbal skills, things like that. Average pay is $15 an hour. Now, average. Every time I put information out like this on the show, we have people who don't listen. They'll go, oh, I make $25 an hour. Great. I said it's the average. Gosh. Joe, it reminds me that if I went out and said that the sun is hot today, 15 people would disagree with me.
Sure.
Unbelievable. Virtual assistant, second on the list. Obviously, this is just like being an assistant in the office, except it's all virtual. This is an exploding field, by the way. Exploding virtual assistants that can do all the work, scheduling, returning calls, any level of minutia, and they could do it from across the country in their pajamas, for crying out loud. Average pay, $16 an hour. Tech support specialist. A tech support specialist is basically dealing with things like viruses, computer crashes, could be, you know, setting up a speaker. You know, I had to call a tech support specialist recently when I had to hook up a soundbar because I'm an idiot. I'm just going to tell you, when it comes to things that have a signal, a wire, a Bluetooth connection, I am the equivalent of a 3-year-old trying to figure it out. I'll tell you what it really is. I poke fun at myself. It's not that I'm incompetent. It's that I'm impatient. I'm being vulnerable right now, folks. This is not part of the content that I planned, but you know, sometimes you just need your host to be vulnerable. And it is the reason I'm an idiot with hooking stuff up is not my incompetence. If I would just sit still long enough, read the instructions, read them twice, maybe think through it, I could probably hook just about anything up. But I have the patience of a squirrel on cocaine. It's just, I can't sit and wait. And I have no idea, by the way, I know you're asking, what does a squirrel on cocaine look like? I have no idea. It seemed like the right analogy at the time. All right, I digress. I also have ADHD. You wonder why I can't put things together? This is why. I was in the middle of a list, and now I'm talking about a squirrel on cocaine. It's that quick. That quick, folks, it just goes awry. So tech support specialist, average pay, $19 an hour. Social media manager, again, exploding. All of these areas, by the way. Well, I'll touch on that in a second. Let's keep going through the list. Social media manager, this is where, again, you are truly managing, in a project manager standpoint, social media posts. You're curating, you're creating. It's that kind of work, okay? And then finally, customer service representative. This is phone work. You're dealing with people, and boy, you have to have the patience of Job. Based on my confession I just made, you will never see me in a customer service job. The first time that Fred drops some attitude on me, I'm out. I'm done. And I wouldn't even have to quit. I would get fired because of how I would fix Fred. Fred wants me to fix his problem. I'd fix Fred. And that's my problem. All right. So now, a quick review on all five of these things. All five of these jobs, here's what's great, is that they are growing and they are extremely relevant. Let me give an example. Transcriptionist. Some of you were like, transcriptionist? No, folks, this is not a librarian with the chain on her glasses. This is not who we're talking about. We're talking about anybody who types well, very organized, very efficient, good lingual skills in the sense of, again, you spell well, you can just go. Now, here's the deal. Everybody, every industry, every company is putting out audio and video. They just are. It's where we are. It's not going anywhere. And as a result, you've got to be efficient. So, give you an example. There are times where our team will take a segment of the show and they will transcribe the video and we create an article out of it because I said something that they think is good. I notice I said sometimes. But the point is that this kind of stuff is happening all the time. So it's transcription, wide open. Could do very well in a business like this. Virtual assistant, tech support specialist, social media manager, customer service. All of these jobs are wide open. So much opportunity and ever expanding. So working from home is your jam. Any one of these is in your sweet spot where you have the talent. You love the work, and it creates a result that matters to you. Get after it. Which, by the way, if you're thinking about these things and you're going, okay, Ken, I don't even know how to dip my toe in the water, start with my friends at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's why I endorse them. Number one hiring site in the country. Super easy for you. Fill out a profile at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken in less than 5 minutes. You don't have to keep submitting resumes. They match you up. The companies that are posting jobs with them are paying them. It's free to you. Are you kidding me? It's the best way to get hired. Start there. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Calls coming up. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multi-millionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. helping you move from paycheck to purpose in your work, enjoying, truly enjoying, thriving, making more money, experiencing more meaning in your work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. I am your counselor, coach, and cheerleader all in one phone call. I need a three-sided hat with three bills, and I just spin it as we move through the progression. That if you're new to the program, this is the experience. It's a caller-driven show. We have guests from time to time. We have some fun stuff we're cooking up. We're bringing some new stuff, fun stuff. We're just going to keep bringing you the gold here on the show. But that's the role. Because somebody asked me that on a podcast of theirs recently. How would you describe how you interact with your audience? And I said, I'm a counselor at the start of the call because I have to listen. I have to listen for things that aren't being said. And then I got to move into coach. And at the end, I need to be cheering. Got to be a cheerleader. You can do this. You got this. You're doing the right stuff, right? That's what we all need, don't we? So let me be that for you. It's a free call. Let me also mention that we get a lot of tactical questions here. Hey, I think there's some of you out there that are just, you're going through a down season. You're just like, I'm down. I'm dealing with fear. I'm dealing with pride. Hey, call me on those. I've been there. Are you kidding me? I still wrestle with that crap. And can I just tell you, if you're dealing with fear, doubt, and pride, can I also tell you that that's a good thing? Not that you're being stuck with it or that you're not overcoming it, because we'll get you through that. But it's a good sign. It means you're on purpose. It means you're making some progress, even if it's just thinking and dreaming about something. That's a good thing. Well, Ken, I'm not doing anything. Well, at least you're dreaming about it. That's a good first little baby step. So let's go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Tucson, Arizona is where we go next. Joy joins us there. Joy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thank you so much for taking my call. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. What's going on with you?
So I'm a newer listener, but I'm a quick study. I finished my Get Clear assessment.
Good.
I'm halfway through with Paycheck to Purpose.
Uh-oh.
I caught your live stream.
Uh-oh.
I'm already on ZipRecruiter.
Come on.
I just got my copy of the Proximity Principle.
I feel like you need a A+ Ken Coleman Show listener sticker. This is so impressive what you've done.
Why? And it's a privilege to talk to the man, the myth, the legend.
Oh boy, myth is about right. What's going on?
So, first off, it's all working, and I've got some really interesting opportunities in front of me. So, listeners, if you're not already doing these things, get on ZipRecruiter.
Come on.
On the truth here.
Oh my goodness. Listen to Joy. Joy, you should be a co-host of the show. So what's, I love when we've got options. Tell me what's going on.
So I'm down to the final stages of interviews for a couple of positions that are all, I'm just going to say interesting opportunities. And one of them is, you know, it's in my field of study. It's something that, you know, I'm on fire to do it. It's what I went to graduate school for. Mm-hmm. And it's a little difficult to break into that kind of work. And I can talk about that because I came prepared to work today, Ken.
Yes.
So my question is this. Do I take a job with a company that, you know, it seems like it's going to be high pressure kind of boiler room to get the experience in my field of study where my heart is? Or do I, you know, stay where I am at, where it's safe, but it's really kind of the anti my mission statement, my work environment.
Well, you know what the answer to that question is.
Well, my husband and I talked about that, and he said, I already know what Ken's going to say.
What did he say?
He said, Ken's going to say, take the job, even though it's higher risk.
Yeah, well, I want to assess the risk, but let me first say that my first answer is it doesn't necessarily have to be this opportunity.
Okay.
So I want to dive into the risk in this boiler room kind of thing, because that needs some work. But here's the deal.
Okay.
We're not staying where we are. We just don't know when we're leaving. That's what Ken, that's what Ken says.
Yes.
Like, it's not an option to stay.
Correct.
We are just looking for the right option to leave. That's where my head is at. All right. Now, what is the concern about the boiler room. Where's the evidence for that? And what does that mean?
Okay, so I listen to your podcast every day. So I took to heart what you said about they're not only interviewing you, but do your research on the company.
Yeah.
So I Googled around. I looked at employee reviews, and I looked back at the job description. And I've already gone through two separate kind of primer interviews with them. So I'm set for my big one at the end of this week. I've got their side of the story. I've got former employees, and I'm piecing these things together because one of my talents is, inspection and organization. So okay. I've got all this stuff where I'm piecing it together and trying to understand this. And it's so interesting that on your show today, you talked about call centers. So this is an online student advising job for college students, but it's in a call center environment. So it's fast paced. I'm going to have, a big caseload. I'm going to have call times.
Okay, let me ask you this.
All right,
so just to speed up our conversation, because we're limited. We got commercial breaks coming up, so I want to help you. So two questions you need to answer quickly. What is the end of the ladder? What's the professional pinnacle for you? Is it advising college students?
Yes, but in a university or community college setting,
of course,
not
in a call center. So that's what you're weighing. You're going, this gets me in, but it is a very unique, it's kind of like entry level, though. So from that standpoint, it's good. Did you talk to the employees you talked to? You did all this inspection, which is great, by the way. Are they healthy people? Meaning, did they give you... Were they pissed off when they left? And so I'm not sure we need to be putting all of our hope in the validity of their information.
And I thought about that. Because
you already answered my question. I want you to talk to people that are happy there. But can I also ask you this? Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people do you think are truly happy in a call center long term?
The management.
Okay, so here's
the
deal.
Frontline people.
Right, so it's very interesting. So here's my point. I don't know what the risk is here. Is there a risk? What's the risk then? Other than you just being, you think you might get fried because you're in a cube talking on the phone all day long. What's the risk?
I think that's really what it is. I don't see this being long-term, but it goes back to one of your principles about getting qualified and getting prepared. I'm kind of looking at this more like a paid internship. I may have to be in a call center in a cube talking to people, but if that's what's going to get me the work experience.
All right, let me ask you this, because we got a minute and a half left. If 6 months from now you've gotten tons of experience and you go, this is clearly enough, but I can't keep this pace up, is that going to hurt you guys financially if you have to move again?
No.
Then I would do it.
All right.
I would do it because I think the invaluable experience you're going to get, because you know what? Dave Ramsey didn't send me to radio school. He knew I had done talk radio before I started the show 4 years ago. And he told me, hey, you're going to do your show. You always want to do a caller-driven show. I hadn't done much of it at all. Had not done it to the level I'm doing it now. You know what? Didn't matter. It was time to go. I got to do it. And the invaluable experience of advising real students is great. If a year from now you're ready to bolt, great. And you step off of this rung into the next rung or onto the next rung. I think you do this. I don't see any downside. You and your husband talk about it again. If there's no financial downside and you keep your spirits up and you leave work at work and you get over any of the negatives about a call center and go, I'm grateful for this because it's the ultimate boot camp for me to get the experience I need to do what I want to do, I would jump into it with both feet. Go, Joy. Go! Don't think about it anymore. Just do it. Somebody ought to have a slogan for that for tennis shoes or something. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck so that you can live on purpose. And we're talking about it from a work standpoint, because here's why. Your professional purpose has connections to your relational purpose. I mean, it's you can't separate if one area of your life is sucking. You just can't. If something's sucking wind pretty hard, going through a tough time in your relational life, it's going to affect you on some level as a professional, and vice versa. And so we're going to look at the work component, purpose in work, as it relates to purpose in your life. So we're talking about purpose and peak performance. Some of you know exactly what you want to do. You're on the path to do it. And we're also here to coach you as well to get you up that mountain faster, better, more impact, more income. That's what we're doing here. We're doing it all. So there you go. 844-747-2577. So multiple ways to engage on the show. Obviously, we're live on YouTube. We're live streaming right now. Live on SiriusXM, live on some radio stations, but in many, we're just on different time slots. And then, of course, we broadcast the show via podcast a couple hours or so after each daily show. So lots of ways to engage. Instagram at Ken Coleman, Facebook, The Ken Coleman Show. Well, we got Mario on the line in Los Angeles, and he's coming to us. He had a question on the chat room. I read it, and I told the team, I said, hey, tell Mario that he could call right now, because I could text him an answer, which is what teenagers do. Serious adults talk. I said, I'm going to help him right now. So here he is, Mario from the live stream chat. How are you, sir? You're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thank you for answering my question.
You bet,
man. My question is to you, Ken. I'm dyslexic, so I've been doing a lot of stuff that you have said on your book prior to knowing your book.
Yeah.
Now, I have a successful business. I've been doing it for 25 years.
What kind of business?
I started out towing business.
Yes, yes, okay.
Towing service or towing record. A lot of people say towing record.
Uh-huh.
Now with AAA and a couple other accounts. But, you know, my new fiance wants me to move to North Carolina, which I've been to North Carolina 3 times already. I've been doing my connections out there, and everything's been successful. But now I'm getting the cold feet a little bit because I'm making good money here in Los Angeles to going to zero. And start. I do have a contract already waiting for me.
Wait. That's exciting. Let's not skip over that. Yes, what do you mean you have a contract waiting for you? To do what? Towing services there?
To a towing service in AAA. I applied with them, and I made contact with one of the head supervisors. Okay. And they even texted me saying, when are you moving? And I met him in person, had a meeting with him. He says, when are you going to move, sooner or later?
Wow.
Okay. And I says, as soon as I get a chance.
All right, let me ask you a question.
I got to wait for my, yes.
All right, so we got a couple questions we got to figure out before I can give you my advice, okay?
Okay.
Couple quick questions. We're going to roll through these quickly, if you can give me quick answers. All right, the first question is, do you feel that you could sell your current business to an existing tow truck, so who would love to just gobble up your clients and maybe your equipment and everything else? Do you think that's possible?
Well, the equipment, I was thinking of taking it to Los Angeles with me. To North Carolina.
Okay, great. So forget the equipment. Do you think you could sell the business minus the equipment?
Yes, that's what I've been trying to do and asking people, but the only thing is, I've been asking how much should I sell it for? And a lot of people just don't want to pay for the number or for the account.
Well, what are you charging? Are you asking 1x revenue, 2x revenue, 3x revenue? What are you doing?
No, I was just doing the what I made for the whole year plus one more.
Okay.
So it'll be 2 years, basically.
Okay.
Of
gross revenues or net revenue?
Yes. Gross.
Yeah, so so basically 1x revenue. So, or 2x revenue. So here's the deal. And you're not getting any bites on that?
I mentioned it to a couple of other people, and they did bite, but they're putting me on hold.
Well, here's the deal. We'll get to that in a second. Do you want to be with your fiance? Do you want her to move to Los Angeles? Or is that not an option?
No.
So the only way to be with her is for you to move to
Los Angeles? She actually was in Los Angeles, sold a house out here in Los Angeles, and bought a house in North Carolina.
Oh, boy. Well, that answers that question. So the only way you're going to be with her is if you go to North Carolina.
Correct.
Do you want to be with this woman or not?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Okay, then. This decision has been made. You're going to North Carolina. So now the question is, how do we go to North Carolina? You could either sell this company or you could just shut it down, correct? Those are your two options?
Correct. Yes.
I would go to these guys and I would say, hey, make me an offer. Make me an offer on a number that you wouldn't hesitate on. Don't tell them you're giving it away and that you're going to Carolina regardless. Just go, hey, I told you my number. What's the number that would make you happy and you would do this deal? Why wouldn't you try that? Then if they throw a number out, then you can take the number because you either shut the business down and walk away with nothing, okay? And I don't mean walk away with truly nothing. My point is you're not going to get any cash from it, or you get some cash. That's what I would do.
Correct.
All right? And then I would make another trip or two to North Carolina and see if you can land another contract or two beyond the one that you've already got offered.
Well, I have actually, the second one's already at the works. I've already been talking to
the writer. Bro, you're a freaking rock star. I don't even know why you, well, what are you worried about?
Well, because what I'm afraid of is that I'm not going to make enough money yet to do this whole move. I mean, I have enough to make the move, and I already have my dad's townhouse rented out. So
well, then you just answered your own question, Mario. You just said, okay. I don't know if I've got enough to move, and then you quickly said, I've got enough to move. I get it. You're scared.
Well, the thing is, I did a small business loan administration loan, and that's what I know Dave Ramsey does want.
That's fine. How much do you owe on that?
Well, the loan is $73,000, which is it's not a big issue paying monthly, but my goal is to pay...
Okay, can I ask you...
My goal is to pay everything.
Okay, well, how much did you ask for? What's your financial number to buy that business right now? What's the number?
I didn't actually do a number completely. Well, then, what I did is...
What's your gross revenue
30
for
years
you?
Of... Yeah, it's... It varies, because when I worked extra for the AAA, I made doubled what
give me
I
a
made
ballpark.
In 1 year.
So give me a ballpark.
About $250,000.
What?
$250,000.
Okay.
$250,000.
All right. So if you do what I told you to do a minute ago, to go to some of these guys you talk to and they've just kind of been stonewalling you and you asked them to make an offer, if one of them made an offer for $125,000, I'd take it so fast my head spun, because then I'd pay off that small business loan. And then I'd be moving into North Carolina with no debt and getting ready to get married and a whole lot of business in front of me. So the answer is do it. I would try to sell your existing company for any amount over $73,000. That's what I would do. But that's me. I'm an efficient guy. I'm a next chapter guy. I'd try to pay off the small business loan through the sale of this business to one of these friends out there. They feel like they got a deal. You feel like you got a deal. And dude, you're making a whole lot more money now in North Carolina than you did in Los Angeles, because the taxes out there are insanity.
Yes, that's also one of the reasons why I'm leaving.
All right. So are we clear now?
Yes, sir.
You the man. Appreciate the call. Hey, I love those kind of calls, because that's largely why I'm here. I could take this desk out of this studio and I could put in a traditional bar, and I could have liquor all around me and essentially a towel over my shoulder, because that's what I just did for Mario. What are we scared of? What's going on? Give me the circumstances. Okay, great. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. That's his tune. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help men and women get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, so they can get the dream job and work like no one else. They're giving themselves away. If the income is there, now it's just all impact. Doing something they love that creates a result that matters deeply to them. That's what we do here on the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome. 844-747-2577. We take callers all around the world, all different scenarios. Some people even call back for tune-ups. We love that. Rebecca is doing that now in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California. Rebecca joins us. Rebecca, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
How are you? Thanks so much
for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm doing great.
So what's going on?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I called you a little over a year ago. I'm a dietitian here in LA, and I was pretty over working 100% in the hospital at the time and thinking about a career change. But you encouraged me to go back to why I became a dietitian and look for a different application of my current job. So I did that. I got a job with a private university here in LA teaching students. But it's been a really hard year. Mm-hmm. It's a new program and I've been spearheading it. Mm-hmm. And I've just had a pretty bad experience. So I'm currently, I have the final round interview for a new position. It'd be a full-time lecturer position at a community college nearby. And I feel pretty torn. So I haven't gotten the offer yet. But that's just thinking about what I would do if I were to get it. And your sessions the last 2 days have been really convicting about, you know, feeling guilty for leaving, how to quit like a pro and things like that. But I wanted to just, they've been like so spot on for what I've been feeling. But I just wanted to call in and get your advice and your coaching.
Well, I think it gets back to, number one, all the things I've already taught on. I'm not going to reteach that. I'm not going to walk you through that. I think the question is had, the only question I've got is, had that last year not been really, really hard? You know, all the things that COVID presented, plus the fact that you were spearheading a brand new department. So it's like you were leading and doing, which is hard, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had those hardships not been there, or one way of looking at it is, if I promised that all those challenges that you're facing right now were cleared up in 2 or 3 months, would you be calling me about leaving? That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think that it would be better, but I'm still not sure if this position is really it. So I actually work in two different hospitals plus the university. Yeah. So I'm kind of all over LA. I thought I'd be teaching more in the classroom, but I'm really only teaching in the hospital setting. And I'm not sure if there would be potential for me to move to the classroom. One of my concerns about this new position is it's 100% classroom. So I've never taught a whole course. I've only done like standalone.
And yet, you know, and yet you're still intrigued mostly by the classroom setting.
Yeah, I've actually been thinking if I could try to like teach one course adjunct at a community college. And then a friend sent me this position and was like, it sounds like they're describing you. And
so have you, I mean, how much more research do you have to do on it to feel good about it? Because I think you're facing mm-hmm. doubt, which by the way, doubt comes with progress.
Interesting.
It's part of the deal. There is no progress without doubt. So let me give you an example really quick, okay? 4 years ago, Dave Ramsey gave me the opportunity to do this show live on SiriusXM, and I hadn't trained on the air with a bunch of callers. I'd done tons of radio shows. I was very good at radio, getting in and out and talk segments. But coaching people live on the air, I'd done it behind the scenes, but I got to do it in 5, 6 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. My point is I had all kinds of doubt. It's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to do more research and go talk to some people who teach in the classroom all the time. The highs, the lows, the good, the bad. Like, do a little bit more of that and then make your decision. Your heart will tell you whether or not it's what you want to do. But I can tell you this, there's no question in my mind you need to leave what you're currently doing. It's just a question
really?
Of...
Really? Interesting.
Well, I don't think you're happy in this current role. I think you've made that very obvious.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not really interesting at all. I'm just listening to you. I mean, am I right?
Yeah.
You want to leave?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, then. So here's the deal.
I don't really see myself here forever.
Where do we want to leave to? And I would not necessarily jump at this opportunity if you've got some real concerns. But I just think you've got a little bit more research. The good old-fashioned proximity principle. Sit down with teachers.
Yeah, I've done that. I have a bunch of friends who've taught healthcare at the community college and the university level.
So if it's just doubt,
everything I hear is
so
great. Yeah.
If you hear everything is great, then tell your doubt to shut up and step into it. Because that's just part of the deal. Am I going to like it? Well, you did all this homework and you said things seems like it's going to be great. Then make it great. Do this. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues to help people get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job. Why? Why do we do this? So that you can give yourself away, truly working on purpose. Yes, you're making great money, but you're experiencing tremendous meaning. You are leaving a legacy, and your work life is as rewarding as your personal life. This is possible, folks. In fact, not only is it possible, it's something that you are responsible for. Put it this way, you were created to contribute. There are people in this world who need what you have to offer, and if you don't offer to them to the best of your ability, peak performance, then you are selling someone short who needs what you have to give. It's about others, folks. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, 844-747-2577. Alexis is up next in Denver, Colorado. Alexis, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you this afternoon?
I am living the dream, Alexis. What are you doing?
Good. Well, I wish I could say the same, but that's okay. I wanted to ask for your insight. I found out yesterday that my uncle passed away, and this is the first real close death that I've experienced in my life. I'm 26 now.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay, you know, and I worked yesterday. I didn't inform anyone at work, but it just got to the point where it was already 6 o'clock and I'm crying, I'm a mess, I can't really focus. And so I informed my boss, and they let me know, well, I'm sorry for your loss, but see if you can finish up, you know, XYZ, ABC, and also inform our other supervisor, and you also need to finish this up and this up. And in my brain, I just didn't really feel that that was the appropriate response. Like, I'm grieving right now. I mean, I didn't expect her to send out, you know, a bouquet of roses, but I mean, it just would have been nice to be like, well, why didn't you say something earlier? You know, do you need a few days off? Are you okay? You know, and not really getting that response from either of my supervisors, it just kind of felt like the last straw. So I definitely want to quit, but the problem is I don't really have any savings or any sort of backup plan. I've been applying for jobs, but I just don't know. Like, is this, what do you think about the situation? Is that something that's tolerable?
I think a lot of things. I first think that that's horrible leadership. It's just terrible. That is
so not crazy.
Hashtag horrible bosses.
Right?
That's horrible. You know, because it sounds to me like it was the cursory, sorry for your loss. But we still need you to get this done by this time. Because they're more concerned about what you're doing than who you are. That's a problem.
Right, exactly.
That's a problem. So that's my first thought. It's really horrible and insensitive. Horrible bosses. Hashtag horrible bosses. Send your story to Ken Coleman. And we'll share them, right? So I think it's horrible. I think it's a horrible, horrible situation. They didn't handle it well at all. It's bad because they failed to realize that the number one role of a leader is to serve the person. Yeah. And the person is hurting. And so there's a whole lot there. I'm not denying that the work needs to be done and that there's probably a lot riding on it. But I don't even think that was your issue. It's just kind of the way they made you feel. And so the other thing I'm thinking is that this has happened before, or that you were almost on your way out anyway by you saying this was the straw that broke the camel's back. Sounds like you've been wanting to leave for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're asking for my blessing is, it's time for you to go. However, I don't want you to go until we have something to go to, because financially you don't have the freedom to do so today. That sucks, but it's not the end of the world. So what I want you to do is I want you to grieve your uncle.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want you to hurt, and I want you to heal. And as you come out of the healing process, you can keep looking while you're hurting, but I don't want you to make any major decisions while you're hurting.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want you to just kind of be a human for a bit. And being a human means that sometimes other humans are going to disappoint us. So do what you have to do so that here shortly you can do what you want to do, which is leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. Start looking. Well, you already have. So continue that process while you're healing from the loss of your uncle. And and then I don't want you to make any kind of crazy decisions while you're grieving. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing. No,
that makes sense.
Okay. But because listen, the sun is going to come out.
Yeah.
And you are going to heal. And I think that the loss of your uncle is going to be something that I believe you will take great inspiration from and go, you know what? I want to make my life count. His life counted for me in this way, this way, and this way. So celebrate him, grieve him, heal, keep moving forward. Don't make any rash decisions. And let's keep getting the paycheck from these morons. And then and then I want you to move on. When we have something to move into, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Bet. Hey, I'm sorry.
I really appreciate this.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm so sorry. Go be a human, okay?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. You're awesome. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Monica now, who joins us in San Francisco, California. Monica, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call. I hope you're doing well.
I am living the dream. What are you doing?
All right. Let me give you my situation. So I'm currently in my sales role. I've been in it for 6 years now. I have about a 3 to 4 hour commute daily going in and out of total, not one way, total going in and out of work. The pay is great. And that's one of the reasons why I am committed to this commute. Aside from that, I manage in the field level, and I could say the world's most amazing team, genuinely happy within the four doors of the business that I'm managing right now.
Okay.
However, we have a very toxic corporate level leadership. And so with that in mind, there is an opportunity that is available right now in that corporate level, which will be the next step up, to where I am right now. I am just stuck in, whether knowing that there is that toxic culture at the corporate level that is causing the highest turnover that we've seen within a decade in the company.
And you're going to join those ranks. Versus what? What's the other option? Because we've got about 2 minutes left, and I want to make sure I help you.
My other option is a remote position, significant pay cut. But I am a mom of three. I will have that flexibility. It is about a 45% pay cut. And I will be going into becoming a student advisor for a university. My passion is leading and helping others. However, it's not leading in sales. And so I want to, I want to see where your take on this is.
Here's what I think. Okay, what baby step are you in? Because I've got about a minute and a half. I've got to answer you.
4, 5, and 6. We only have to pay out the house.
So you taking a 45% pay cut isn't going to hurt you guys that much.
No.
Okay, you have two options. You either take that pay cut temporarily and go back home, be a mom, be a remote worker, good grief, get 3 to 4 hours of your day back, and let's just do this remote job for 6 months or whatever until we find another leadership position, okay, locally, where you're making close to what you're making now or more, and you're leading the right kind of team that you want. I think that's one option. The other option is you stay put until you find another leadership option. that is closer to home. So I think it's kind of a hybrid. I think you eventually are leaving. I don't think you take the promotion.
No.
I don't think you take the promotion, and I don't want you to. I think I want you to do one of those two things. It's temporary on the first option. The option two is wait a little bit longer and find something and then get back close to home. Thanks for the call. All right, folks, you matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.